This week, we're not going to be playing part three of The Creature from Jekyll Island. We have something I feel like it's more important to cover. It's time for The Fringe Files.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day.
Hey, welcome back to the podcast. So this week I was scrolling through Instagram and I came across a video, and it's from the No Spoon podcast, who I follow. I'll post a link to the video. We're going to discuss this in my show notes. But basically the video is a man on the street type video. It asks people if it's okay to kill a 10-month-old baby. And I'll warn you now, this video and the podcast is going to have some strong language, so please do not listen to it around children. But I'm going to start out with a Bible verse, Isaiah 5:20. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. So like I say, this is about a couple-minute clip. I'll be back right after the clip.
So basically, like, if they have their baby, they can neglect them for 7 days, and if the baby dies, then they can't be held criminally liable. What do you think?
Yeah. I think whatever, like, helps women and helps them achieve their, like, dreams and however that needs to, like, happen is definitely acts to help that is helping all of us, so.
So I prefer that most women make their decisions at 8 weeks, but I'm also in support of 10 months out of the womb.
So you think babies should be aborted 10 months after they're born?
If the mother wants to, yes.
I think fuck them kids. So if, like, you want to get a late-term abortion, like, that's up to you. You know, I've had an abortion, too, and it was my choice, and I'm happy I had that choice.
I've had an abortion myself.
Would you guys get an abortion again?
Yes.
100%.
100 yeah. times. I'd do it multiple times.
Until I feel that I'm ready to parent, that's a choice I'll continue to make.
So let me read another Bible verse for you. This comes from 2 Timothy 3:1-5. But understand this, that in the last days there will come times of difficulty, for people will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, unappeasable, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not loving good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having the appearance of godliness but denying its power. Avoid such people is what the Bible tells us. So, you know, as a Christian and as, you know, the Fringe Files, we come to the paranormal and the weird stuff from a biblical worldview. And as a Christian, you know, I believe every life has value. I don't know where you stand, but I hope that you would, you know, part of our motto, our logo, our tagline on this is, you know, as we search for the cosmic truth, I hope that you would come to that cosmic truth by reading your Bible and developing a relationship with Christ. But here's another video clip from the Red Pen Logic. It makes a good argument in support for the right to life and the value each life has.
You are correct. I fully grant your premise that a fetus is a human. And as a human, its right to life ends at another person's body. A fetus absolutely has the right to live, an equal right to every other human, which means, like all the rest of us, it is free to sustain its own life. Abortion only ends in death because the fetus can't do that. We are not dehumanizing fetuses. We are holding them to the exact same standard as every other human. What you're trying to do is grant them special rights, rights that no one else has, at the expense of women.
There are at least two problems with this thinking. Problem number one, the right to life isn't merely the right to sustain your own life. To see how absurd this is, let's apply this thinking to a newborn. On this view, a mother who decides not to feed her newborn could simply say, well, I gave my newborns the same rights I have. the equal right to sustain her own life. Feeding my newborn every day would be a special right. It's not my fault she doesn't get up, walk to the grocery store like everyone else. Now, notice parents have certain obligations or responsibilities towards their children. And since we already agreed that a fetus is human, deserving of the right to life, parents have an obligation to protect that life. So that's the first problem. Problem number two. She says abortion only ends in death because a fetus can't sustain its own life. Again, think of that newborn. It's like refusing to feed a newborn and saying starvation only ends in death because a newborn can't sustain its own life. But it's actually worse than that, because abortion isn't just withholding what a child needs. It's active killing, whether through chemical burning, dismemberment, or crushing. So it's more like actively holding someone's head underwater until they die and saying drowning only ends in death because a human can't sustain its own life underwater. Now, do you see any more problems? Post them in the comments and let me know what you think.
Hey, I want to thank you for being part of the French Files podcast, and just pray that that you'll come to develop a relationship with Christ. And next week we'll be back with part three of the Creature from Jekyll Island. As always, join us as we search for the cosmic truth. God bless.